Hello there, I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Come All Ye, folk music on your community FM station in the Central West to MCE. We're on 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and of course we're streaming to the world via 2mce.org. Listen out for us wherever you happen to be. Trio Garbigny. They come from Poitou in southwestern France. Two tunes they call Pas d'été à Beausière and Pas d'été de Verrou. So beyond Pas d'été, which means no summer, I can't tell you much about Beausière or Verrou, except Verrou is very much like the French word for a wart, which I don't think necessarily is what they had in mind. Anyway, Trio Garbigny opening the program today. A lively start. The first tune, of course, is probably better known around these here parts as Soldier's Joy. But they call it Pas d'été à Beausière. We'll continue with a track from what's rapidly becoming a favourite album for me to play in the car. Anyway, the album is called Treading the Marches. Marches, and the album is Devil's Water, and here is the song Devil's Water. Basically, It's a duo with a few additives. Lead vocal here will have Richard Ridley. Raymond Greenoken is the other mainstay of the group. We'll also hear Kate Green. Most of the album is material from Cumbria and Northumberland, and Treading the Marches refers to an old way of measuring land. That's putting it very simply, but anyway, here's Devil's Water by Devil's Water. All about a naughty parson's daughter.
Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. Was light and her eyes were wild, seventh child of a seventh child. Down the valley to Devil's Water rode the parson's black-eyed daughter. She rode in a yellow caravan by the side of a merry black-eyed man. There on the banks of the Devil's Water he kissed the parson's merry daughter. Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. High and low the parson sought her, searching for his wanton daughter. Down in the valley of Devil's Water sought his seventh black-eyed daughter. He tripped and he trod on the bridle track, a bramble tore his coat of black. Stood on the banks and cursed his daughter, she's been dipped in the Devil's Water. Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. Her heart was light and her eyes were wild, kneeling down with her little child. She prisoned her bed of the Devil's Water, the black-eyed brat of the Devil's Daughter. Oh, she laughed as she hugged it tight, wrapped its hand in the golden light. The danced and glanced on the Devil's Water, think she once was a parson's daughter. Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter.
I know you're the best thing since sliced bread, but you're one slice short of a loaf. You're a biscuit short of a packet, mate. You're a farthing short of a groat. You're one wheel short of a wagon, that's a wagon short of a train. You're a segment short of a tangerine. In fact, you're a little bit strange. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth to me right fal diddle day. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth to me right fal diddle day. 'Cause you're one page short of a newspaper, you're two steps short of a stair. You're a coat hanger short of a full wardrobe, and you're one leg short of a chair. You're one bush short of a hedgerow, that's one wall short of a room. You're one spoke short of a bicycle wheel, you're one note short of a tune. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth to me right fal diddle day. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth to me right fal diddle day. Oh, you're odd, you are. You're really weird. You ought to grow a big long beard. Wade through the Ganges singing songs about this world and all its wrongs, and why we ought to love each other, and how to never get caught by Big Brother. Whether you're down in Louisiana or out on the African plains, because you're one feather short of a headdress. You're a zebra short of a zoo. You're one stitch short of a cricket ball. You're one buckle short of a shoe. You're one stone short of an ancient place. That's one seat short of a bus. You're one chili short of a doner kebab, which makes you a bit like us. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right fall diddle-a-day. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right fall diddle-a-day. Oh, you're odd, you are. You're really weird. You ought to grow a big long beard. Walk to Jerusalem singing songs about this world and all its wrongs, and why we ought to love each other, and how to never get caught by Big Brother. Whether you're down in Louisiana or working on the Shanghai trains, because you're one grape short of a glass of wine. You're one bottle short of a crate. You're a sandwich short of a picnic. You're 1 minute short of a break. You're one egg short of a dozen. That's one street short of this town. You're one pip short of the juiciest apple. But never let that get you down. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right far little laddie. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right far little laddie. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right far little laddie. 6 billion eccentrics wander the earth. To me right far little laddie. You're the best thing since sliced bread.
That's Pete Morton. And I think he's singing 6 billion eccentrics because he wrote the song quite a while ago. I don't think he was cutting out 2 billion people because they're not eccentrics. The population of the Earth is now somewhat in excess of 8 billion. Perhaps he'll update it. 6 billion eccentrics from Pete Morton. And before that, Devil's Water by the group Devil's Water. I do like that album, as you probably have worked out. So, Pete Morton, a couple of good lines in there. A segment short of a tangerine appeals greatly. Here's another slightly weird track. This is called I Dream of Apple Orchards by an American performer named Putnam Smith. tune called I Dream of Apple Orchards by Putnam Smith, playing a gourd banjo, G-O-U-R-D, not G-O-O-D, although it was pretty good. His album is We Could Be Beekeepers, and it's all a bit odd. Goes quite well after that 6 billion eccentric song by Pete Morton. Here's something considerably less weird. This is Jerry Hallam with a Henry Lawson poem put to music. Lots of people have put this to music, including Jerry Hallam. This is the Free Selector's Daughter.
Selector's daughter, so I worked her father's farm a month. I brought the wood and mortar, I mended all the broken fence before I won the daughter. I met her on the Auckland side, a darling girl, I thought her. I swore before I left I'd win the free selector's daughter. Father's yarns, I did just what I ordered, and what I'd have to do to win a free selector's daughter. So I broke my pipe and I burned my twist, gave up my beer for water. I had to shave before I kissed a free selector's daughter. I met her on the Loughlin side, a darling girl, I thought her. I swore before I left I'd win the free selector's daughter. Frosty morn, I brought the cows to Mary, and when I'd milked a bucket full, I took it to the dairy. I poured my milk into the dish while Mary held the strainer. I summoned hearts to speak my wish, and oh, a blush grew plainer. I met her on the Loughlin side, a darling girl, I thought her. I swore before I left I'd win the free selector's daughter. I must leave this place, I said that I would miss her. At first she turned away her face, but then she let me kiss her. I put my pail upon the ground and in my arms I caught her. I'd give the world to hold again my free selector's daughter. I met her on the Loughlin side, a darling girl, I thought her. I swore before I left I'd win the free selector's daughter.
Good song, well done there by Jerry Hallam. His album is called Half a Lifetime Ago. I'm not sure how widely that was distributed. Didn't contain a lot of songs, but it's all good stuff. Jerry Hallam lived in Australia for some time and, as you could tell from his accent, originally English, and he's returned to live there quite a while ago. The featured album I think we'll go to now. It's called Together Again, and it features two greats of folk music, Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon, and they're old mates. And I'll just read about the genesis of this collaboration. In early August of 2021, John McCutcheon wrote to his old friend Tom Paxton and suggested they use a new medium, Zoom, to meet, to relieve the insistent loneliness of the COVID pandemic, and maybe try to write some songs together. So the following Monday, they logged into a session and did so every Monday at the same time for over 4 years, and they're still doing it in 2026. Though each of them had a huge catalogue of recordings, they never expected the explosion of creativity that was to begin on that summer afternoon. Together, the 2023 album that put together 14 songs from the results of those meetings, topped the folk music charts and garnered rave reviews across multiple musical genres. And Together was the featured album on this program some time ago. So 2 years later, we have together again. Another 14 songs from two of the most highly regarded songwriters in the acoustic music world. And what's different this time? Well, Tom Paxton's 87 and he's completely retired from travelling and performing on the road. And McCutcheon, who's a bit younger, he's 73 and he's trimmed back his touring as well. But the two are still at the top of their game writing songs. And they write very personal or personally inspired songs, such as this first one. This one's called The Future. It's inspired by John McCutcheon's many appearances at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas. And that's often been regarded as a launching ground for young folk and bluegrass performers. John McCutcheon remembers seeing Alison Krauss performing there when she was a teenager, and Molly Tuttle, who's a fantastic guitarist, barely in her 20s when he saw her perform there. He knew he was seeing something completely special. So, a song called The Future from John McCutcheon from the featured album Together Again. This is the idea of how the future's in good hands. And he also remembers his own beginnings and the friends that he encountered along the way.
I saw the future yesterday on a small town Kansas stage. She was a girl a few years older than my own granddaughter's age. She was playing like the devil, she was singing like a bird, and it was just about the finest thing that I have ever heard. And I sat there and I hung on every note, every word. I saw the future yesterday on a small town Kansas stage. There was a time not long ago, how well I do remember, when I was just about her age. That faraway September, I was wide-eyed and amazed. It was all so big and new. I watched the ones before me to find out what to do. And I hung out at the fringes, learning everything they knew. Oh, there was a time not long ago, how well I do. There were friends that I made then I never will forget. The finest bunch of reprobates that I have ever met. The best poets and midnight sinners I've ever walked among. Now the years have taken them one by one by one. Life's just not the same, but God, you know, had some fun. There were friends that I made and I never will forget. We live in worlds we think will never end. Walk in the steps of those gone before. We feel the press of time as we extend a hand to those that we never knew that we were waiting for. I saw the future yesterday on a small town Kansas stage. She was a girl a few years older than my own granddaughter's age. She was playing like the devil, singing like a bird, and it was just about the finest thing that I have ever heard. And I sat there and I hung on every note and every word. I saw the future yesterday on a small town Kansas stage.
First song, indeed it is the first song on the album. The featured album today on Come All Ye is called Together Again, Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon. Album released in January 2026. That song, of course, featuring only John McCutcheon. Some of them feature both McCutcheon and Paxton, some don't. But they're all interesting songs and quite reflective, mostly. Not sad about getting old and stuff like that, as much as just reflective, and that's nice. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we turn our attention now to India. Why not? An English-born singer named Sheila Chandra, with Indian heritage, will hear two tracks. We're going to hear Diana and Donal Ogue, which is a very old Irish ballad, to which Sheila Chandra has added an extra verse and changed some of its more male-centred lyrics, but the sentiment doesn't seem to suffer for it. And it also leaves a different taste with a Muslim vocal element to it. But first, speaking in tongues.
Taka din nam tadiko taka janako kuputaki tukuputaki tadin kataka janako tadin kartaka tadin tanga tadin tanga tadin na tanga kartaka tadin na tanga tadjun taka din nam tadiko taka janako kuputaki tukuputaki tadin kataka janako tadin dana dana taka 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 dimmi takita tajam. Taka dimmi takita tajam. Dimmi tatariketa taka 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 jam. Tarita tariketa taka 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 jam tarita. Taka jam tarita kate. Tak jam tarita jam tajam. Taka jam tarita jam tajam. Taka tajam. Taka dimmi tariku danaku danaku janaku genaku tonku puntari kartakarakarzum. Tirkutaka taka tirkutaka 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 taka tirkutaka 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 taka tirkutaka tirkutaka tarigadum tat din taketa taka jeno taketa taka dimi taketa di tangra taka tarigadum kata taka di tangra taka tarigadum kata taka di tangra taka tarigadum kata taka dim tataka taka tat din tarigadaka tirkutaka taka tirkutaka tirkutaka tarigadum tat din taketa taka jeno taketa taka dimi taketa di tang Taka din nam tadiko taka janako kuputaketa kuputaketa tadin kataka janako tadin kartaka tadin tanga tadin tanga tadin na tanga kartaka tadin na tanga tadjun taka din nam tadiko taka janako kuputaketa kuputaketa tadin kataka janako tadin dana dana taketa 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 deketa kataka dekina dana dana taketa 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 deketa kataka dekina takta dim dim taketa taketa dim dim taketa takta dim taketa dim talang chum kartaka kartum talang chum kartaka kartum talang chum kartaka kartum
I saw you first on a Sunday evening about the altar as I was kneeling upon Christ's passion as I was And my sore heart bleeding. Oh, Donald Oak, can't you feel me near you? Why don't you tremble the way that I do? I'll be your love. Show your truth plainly, and if light on. I'll defend you bravely. Oh, wild as a crow is this heart within me. Dark as your shadow is this grief that blinds me. Stained as a blueprint on a polished hallway, and it is you that has stained it forever and always. Before me and what's behind me, you took east and west when you wouldn't mind me. Sun, moon and stars from my sky you've taken, God above, or I'm much mistaken. I saw you first on a Sunday evening about the altar as I was kneeling upon Christ's bow. And my soul heart bleeding.
Out of left field, doesn't it? That's Sheila Chandra, the song called Diana and Donal Ogue, old Irish song given some rather different interpretation there, from an album called Weaving My Ancestors' Voices, and before that Speaking in Tongues from the same album. English-born, very strong Indian heritage, Sheila Chandra. Did it make you tired listening to that? I hope not. Paul Kelly, getting a bit weary.
All I want is 8 hours sleep. What I'd give for 8 hours sleep on my feet again at the window pane, watching the cold moon riding on the deep. Sleep that needs a reveled sleep of care. Help for hurt minds, sore labors repair. every nasty breath. Deep bound for worries and despair. Oh, I have money enough, food on the table, books on the shelf, and a body's to label. All that I love and my dear ones to hold and to keep. But they can't give me 8 hours sleep. Can you give me 8 hours sleep?
pretty well-known tune, that one. It's called The Cowboy Waltz from a solo album by Ed Littlefield Jr., who's usually heard on this program as a member of Marley's Ghost, a group that I play a lot. But he has released a couple of solo albums, including one called My Western Home, basically cowboy-type stuff. And that's where that one comes from. Ed Littlefield Jr. playing acoustic guitar, mandolin, fiddle, mandocello, pedal steel guitar, dobro, piano, bass, and we heard most, if not all, of those instruments on that track. It's all him. Clever fellow. He also runs his own recording studio up in Washington State. Back to the featured album for another one now. This is a dedication, in a way. It's a duet between John McCutcheon and Tom Paxton, and it honours their mentor and friend, Pete Seeger. It's called Pathfinder.
He'd seen us at our best and God knows at our worst. He knew where we were going, where we'd all come from, and he knew somehow that we would overcome.
He did not go for glory, he was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path, he left a trail. Had voices, our voices carried dreams. We knew that we had power, and rivers grow from streams. We joyfully surrendered, and when it all was done, we knew that we were many, we were one.
He did not go for glory, he was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path, he left a trail.
He was shyer than imagined, he was lonely in the lights, so he'd create a choir every night.
Oh, how firm a foundation built of song and stone. The harmonies reminded us that we are not alone.
And all that came before us is closer than we thought. Some say that he's no longer here. The hell he's not.
He did not go for glory, he was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path, he left a trail.
He did not go for glory, he was not afraid to fail. Where he did not find a path,
he left a trail.
Where he didn't find a path, he left a trail. Describing Pete Seeger very fondly, I think. Another line there. His harmonies reminded us that we are not alone. True dat. From the featured album called Together Again, the song Pathfinder from Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon, a song about their friend and mentor, Pete Seeger. The featured album, once again, comes to us from two musicians who've known each other a long time and are both very well known as individual singer-songwriters. They established contact via Zoom during the COVID lockdowns and started writing songs together every week. Each Monday at 2 o'clock Eastern American time, they'd log in and get stuck in for an hour or so. This is the second album resulting from that collaboration that they've continued beyond the COVID lockdown times. So first one was called Together, and this one, somewhat unimaginatively, Together Again. That's our featured album today. Two tracks now from a group called Green Ribbons. It's a singing group. They do play instruments as well on occasion when the need arises. But they are Debbie Armour, Frankie Armstrong, Alastair Roberts and Benjamin Webb. And I'll play two tracks because the first one's quite short. And I think it's a Balkan song called Ima Nema. And then a reasonably well-known song called Here's a Health Unto All True Lovers.
Ima nema, ima nema, ima nema, ima nema, mori ima ima, dada nema, mori nema nema, zamola je. Ima nema, ima nema, mori ima ima, dada nema, mori nema nema, zamola je. Nema ima, nema ima, mori nema nema, dada ima, mori nema ima, zamola je.
Now here's a health unto all true lovers, and my true love, where must he be? It's tomorrow night, love, I mean to be with him. Although he's many's the long mile from me, first when I came to my true love's dwelling, I knelt down gently on a stone, and I put my head to a small pane broken. My dearest dear, are you lying alone? She raised her head from her down soft pillow, her lily white breast being quite exposed, and we slept that night with the best of good pleasure, until that long night came to an end. For the ripest apple were the soonest rotten, and the hottest love were the soonest cold, and the young man's promise are easily broken. Beware, fair maids, and don't make so bold. I wish I had you laid in your coffin, and satisfaction wrote on your shroud, and your friends to bear you upon their shoulders, and me to be one among the crowd. You will not have me laid in my coffin, nor satisfaction wrote on my shroud, nor my friends to bear me upon their shoulders, nor you to be one among the crowd. For if I had you in Phoenix Island, 100 miles from your native home, isn't it there I'd spend some long hours for to court you, calling you my wife, making you
couple of tracks from an album by and called Green Ribbons. Singing group, Debbie Armour, Frankie Armstrong, Alastair Roberts and Benjamin Webb. Not all of them singing all the songs, as you could tell from that last one. Here's a health to all true lovers. And before that, probably a Balkan song, Ima Nema. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next up, Battlefield Band from an interesting album they put together some time ago called Beg and Borrow, sharing music shared by Scottish and Irish traditions. It's the Battlefield Band and 12 guests. Not on every track, but on some. I'll play two. First one features Nuala Kennedy playing whistle. Nuala Kennedy often crops up on albums by other people. She just can't keep out of the studio, I guess. But she's playing whistle here on Sporran Donal. Donald Sporran, that is, Mist on the Glen, and Miss Monaghan. And then I'll keep it going with a very well-known song called An Ghealaim Mór, Gaelic song attributed to Sean Clarach MacDonald, who lived in the 18th century. We'll hear Christine Primrose singing this in the Gaelic. And Nuala Kennedy crops up again singing harmony vocals. So she's learned some Scottish Gaelic to go along with her Irish Gaelic. Battlefield Band with a bunch of pals. Thank you. Old song, that one, Anguilla Mare, the gallant lad, sung by Christine Primrose and Nuala Kennedy, guesting on a Battlefield Band album called Beg and Borrow. Before that set of tunes, we heard, I've lost them, there we are, Spod and Donal, Mist on the Glen and Miss Monaghan, again with Nuala Kennedy guesting, but not singing, playing the whistle. You're listening to Come All Ye. Hear it again, if you like, because it'll be available as a listen-on-demand podcast thing in the next few days, as are almost all editions of Come All Ye. You can get to them by clicking a couple of buttons at 2mce.org or by going to the website of the program itself, comeallye.com. Very easy to find playlists as well as podcasts at the program website. Listen on demand only at the station website. All very straightforward, really, isn't it? Another one from John McCutcheon from the featured album he recorded with Tom Paxton called Together Again. Now, do you like reading real live newspapers, getting your fingers covered with newsprint? I do. Not always available these days and becoming less and less relevant, sadly. Well, here's a song about a corner newsstand owner that John McCutcheon has written a song about. This is Artie's Last Stand.
I lay down my money and I pick up the Times, the Financial, the Journal, the Post. I say hi to Artie, a hell of a guy, easier to talk to than most. He said, not many folks are buying papers these days, and certainly not three or four. Now they're getting their news in electronic ways, and I just don't know anymore. They pass me by here on my corner, always alone on their phones. They think that they're really connected, but they're out there all on their own. I've got nothing they think that they want, nothing they think that they need. Juggling a latte and a croissant, traveling at hyperspeed. I love the paper, the feel of the print, the smell and the ink on my hands, the thump as they land, the cutting of twine, and the sidewalk in front of my stand. Read all about it, JFK's dead, they've landed a man on the moon. Once the whole world was right there in your hand, morning and late afternoon. The story continues on page 14B. I would eagerly follow its lead. And in between, there was always the chance I'd find something I just had to read. Real life is messy and full of surprises. It's not just point A to point B. And the newspaper has it every damn day. That's good enough for me. And I love the paper, the feel of the print, the smell and the ink on my hands, the thump as they land, the cutting of twine on the sidewalk in front of my stand. Read all about it, Elvis is dead, and the boys will be coming home soon. Once the whole world was right there in your hands, every morning and late afternoon. I remember the times when you could read local, the news from your own neighborhood. They kept their eyes down on City Hall, 'cause you knew they were up to no good. Once you could find us on every corner, no, this isn't at all what I planned. He gave me my change and I headed to work, wave back at Artie's Last Stand. And I love the paper, the feel of the print, the smell and the
ink on my hands. The thump as they land, the cutting of twine on the sidewalk in front of my stand. Read all about it, Jimmy Carter is dead, and we're going back to the moon. Once the whole world was right there in your hands, every morning and late afternoon. Every morning, late afternoon.
Lovely song from John McCutcheon, cropping up here on the featured album today called Together Again, recorded not so very long ago. It was only released in January 2026. John McCutcheon with his old mate Tom Paxton. They combined talents to write lots of songs over the last few years, getting together every week for an hour or so, 2 o'clock Monday afternoon via Zoom. Isn't that great? So Artie's Last Stand, a corner newsstand owner, faces the end of print newspapers. Next on Come All Ye, Buttons and Bows. Jackie Daly, Seamus Maguire, Manus Maguire, Gary O'Brien with a set of tunes. The Temple Glanton Slide, the Gallant Tipperary Boys. So get your dancing shoes on and go for it. And Bows, good musicians in that little lineup, I tell you. Jackie Daly playing accordion, he's from County Cork. Seamus Maguire playing fiddle, and his brother Manus Maguire also playing fiddle. Gary O'Brien, guitar, mandolin, cello, and piano. We heard the Temple Glanton Slide and the Gallant Tipperary Boys. Slide, what does that mean? Well, it indicates that it's in the timing of, or in the tempo of 12-8. Duddly, 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 duddly. Four sets of three equals 12. Quite logical. You're listening to Come All Ye, where we're not always logical, but just occasionally. Here's a couple who were members of Steel Eye Span. But I think this was a side project, a bit of a side hustle. Tim Hart and Matty Pryor and the Lish Young by a Broom.
As I was a-travelling in the North Country, down by Kirby Stephen I happened for to be. As I was a-walking up and down the street, a pretty little by a broom I chanced for to meet. And she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray. She kindly then invited me to go along the way. Yes was the answer to her that I did say. There was me with me music walking down the street, and her with a tambourine was beating hand and feet. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray. Straight wife the Kendall, we steered her and I. Over yon white mountain, the weather it was dry. We each had a bottle filled up to the top, and whenever we were feeling dry, we took a little drop. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray. Night coming on, good lodgings we did find, eatables of all sorts and plenty of good wine. Good bed and blankets just for we two, and I rolled her in me arms, me voice, and wouldn't you do too? For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray. Early the next morning we arose to go our way. I called to the landlord to see what was to pay. 14 and 6 pence just for you two, and a fiver on the table, oh me darling, then she threw. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray. Now the reason that we parted I now will let you hear. She started off for Germany right early the next year, and me not being willing to cross the raging sea is a health to me by a broom wherever she may be. For she was right, I was tight, everybody has their way. It was the Lish Young by a broom that led me astray.
Tim Hart and Matty Pryor. Tim Hart playing banjo as well as singing. Tim Hart and Matty Pryor, of course, members of Steel Eye Span. There, just as a duo, from an album called Heydays. Now, Declan Affley joins the program with a song composed by Harry Robertson, expatriate Scot, who was a shipping person. I mean, he worked in a ship repairs dock or whatever you call it, in Brisbane at one point, wrote a song about that called Ship Repairing Men. And here it is, Declan Affley singing it with Mike Ball playing concertina.
From Norway Fjord off we go, two fits heavy in our hand. Big ship that's come in from a trip to foreign lands. Salty streaks of rust don't matter, but the mornings hold her tight. And we work to fix her engines all today and half the night. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairer men. Oil-fired boilers throb with power, drinking up the furnace heat. Water turns to driving steam to make the engines beat. But the beep and sovereign wail to us cuts through all other sounds and sings a song of triumph for the vows that we have grown. Don't up for me this evening. I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repair men. Engine bearings that knock and hammer in the wild and stormy seas will be machined and fitted till they run with silent ease. And the windshift rattles every time the piston turns the shaft. We'll hum along and sing its song to men skilled in their craft. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairmen. When you see the ocean liner glide between the river banks, and the captain in his gold braid orders men of lesser ranks, have you ever thought this stately craft might never sail again? If it weren't for the toil and sweat of ship repairmen. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairmen.
Finn Collinson is that musician, and a tune called Tara from his album Byway, featuring lots of recorder tunes. Don't hear much recorder on this program, but there you did. Finn Collinson comes from Suffolk, and he composed that. Next song, The Hills of Isle of Ho. Now, we heard from Declan Affley a few minutes ago with that wonderful sonorous baritone voice. Well, this song, The Hills of Isle of Ho, composed by Gordon Bock, also possessed of a grand baritone voice, but we're not going to hear him sing it. Various other people have recorded it, including much more recently a chap by the name of Jesse Appleman. His album is called Where We Go. We'll hear him sing it in a much higher range than Gordon Bock, or probably Declan Affley if he ever got around to singing it. Eli West playing octave mandolin, Sammy Brahman, who turns up on various albums, playing fiddle, and Caleb Clowder and Reeb Wilms singing backing vocals, and they're members of Foghorn String Band, frequent visitors to these airwaves.
There's a place a man should go, where the fishing's always easy and they got no ice or snow. But I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, fight away my days in those hills of Isle of Ho. And the trouble with old Martyr, you can't try her in a trawler. Those Bay of Biscay swells will roll your head from off your shoulders. But I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, fight away my days in those hills of Isle of Ho. Fishing's hard and slow. You're a damn fool if you stay, but there's no better place to go. But I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, fight away my days in those hills of Isle of Ho. I'll haul down my sails arrangement of that song, The Hills of Isle of Ho,
from Jesse Appleman, his album released early in 2026 called Where We Go. A song now from the great Tom Paxton.
Move along, says Sergeant O'Reilly. You can't be staying here. You fellas know the law. You've got to keep the sidewalk clear. Don't make me tell you twice, says he, as he cracks me on the head. Get you down to St. Michael's now. It's there you'll find a bed. But St. Michael's was full up tonight, and it was getting dark. So like we done 1,000 times, we headed for the park. And don't you know there was O'Reilly, and this was to be our lot. We rolled us down to county for 3 squares and a cot. The word was out this morning, by noon it's all over the street. O'Reilly has been sacked, he's no longer on the beat. They found him drunk and passed out in the back seat of his car. They've taken away his pension, but he never turned in his star. The mayor's cracking down these days, arresting us left and right. To the mental home or off to jail, they'll keep us out of sight. So the sidewalks will be open and the conscience will be clear. So we head out at St. Michael's for the last month of the year. Christmas morning at St. Michael's was a little low on cheer. The whole place smelled like we did, and we all stank of beer. They had a scrawny Christmas tree set up in the coffee bar. And at the top, so help me God, was Sergeant O'Reilly's star.
Sergeant O'Reilly from Tom Paxton, featured album Together Again, recorded with John McCutcheon. Released January 2026. Set of tunes now from Kevin Burke, recorded way back in 1973. The Sligo Maid, The Woman of the House, and The Sailor's Bonnet. This features guitar from Alan Podber. Kevin Burke. Sligo Maid, The Woman of the House and The Sailor's Bonnet. Guitar provided by Alan Podber. And I don't know whatever happened to Alan Podber. I don't recall that name at all. Are you familiar with Elmer of Malmesbury? I can forgive you if you're not. He was an 11th century English Benedictine monk, and he was possibly the world's first aviator.
From Malmesbury Abbey down the river to Daniel's Well, wings of Icarus from the top of the highest tower of Emmanuel. Trailing glory through the heavens, the comet looked on the tiny boy. Violent currents of history carried him to the Brotherhood, where he found learning, peace and joy. Every monk has a seeking nature, every student a quest to take. Elmer thought to join the flying creatures of the air and learn flying in their wake. Elmer flew from Malmesbury Abbey down the river to Daniel's Well, wings of Icarus from the top of the highest tower of Emmanuel. Strapped with leather to every limb, months of study now prove their value, tugging billowing garments in, poised upon the rim, stepping skywards with the ravens and jackdaws swooping about the tower. Bound aloft on airy pillars, Elmer rose on a sigh of breeze. This is finest hour. From Malmesbury Abbey down the river to Daniel's Well, wings of Icarus from the top of the highest tower of Emmanuel. Now descending round the tower, he lost his nerve. Still, his bravery lifts him onward, spreads his wings, and sees him glide down the river's curve. When the sudden hill rose to meet him, Elmer's injuries left him lame. Broken hearted, the abbot ordered him to cast aside the birds of the air. From Malmesbury Abbey down the river to Daniel's Well, wings of Icarus from the top of the highest tower of Emmanuel. When the comet returned to bless him, Elmer remembered its fiery trail. Now I see you, I know your lesson. Wings alone a bird do not make. I wanted for a tail to steer me on and guide me without fail. Elmer flew from Malmesbury Abbey down the river to Daniel's Well, wings of Icarus from the top of the highest tower of Emmanuel.
Malmesbury Abbey, the story of Elmer the flying Benedictine monk from the 11th century. A song not from the 11th century. It was composed and sung there by the group Cloud Street, a trio from Brisbane. The late John Thompson, his wife Nicole Murray and Emma Nixon. It's a good yarn though, isn't it? Not entirely true. This one's true. This is every Monday at 2. This is Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon explaining why they produced this featured album for us today. During COVID, they got together every Monday at 2 via Zoom, and they've kept doing it even after COVID.
Every Monday at 2, time for writing with you. Finish more than a few, it's just what we do. Every Monday at 2,
this old pair of cohorts telling jokes of all sorts, spending time talking sports, giving healthcare reports, this old pair of cohorts.
Our mission is clear, it's why we are here, year after year. Starts with one good idea.
Every Monday at 3, just an hour and we're free. Something new came to be, it's a wonder to see. Every Monday at 3,
we turn loose one more song as this world rolls along. We can't right every wrong, try to make folks feel strong. We turn loose one more song, and when it's all done, might not please everyone. Maybe not a home run, but man, it was fun.
Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon getting together every Monday at 2 to write songs just for you. You've heard them right here as the featured album on Come All Ye Today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to their latest work. Come back again next week and we'll do some more stuff together. I leave you with a little bit of self-indulgence. This is a tune called Fandango, which was recorded by Senor Cabrales back in 2013. And I can tell you, it was kind of fun being in Senor Cabrales in 2013. So, have a good week till we meet again. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.